Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of August the 9th, 2025, the 15th of Av, 5785. This week's message is entitled, Who, What, I Don't Know, and I'm reading from Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Perhaps the greatest comedy bit of all time is Who's on First, Abbott and Costello's timeless routine of identity confusion. Now you might be wondering, if not offended, that I would bring up a comedy sketch after quoting the Shema, one of the most key, not to mention sacred, of all Torah verses. In Jewish tradition, it's the first line of a thrice daily prayer that continues through verse 9 of Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 6, plus chapter 11, verses 13 through 21, and Bidmidbar Numbers, chapter 15, verses 37 through 41. However, there's something relevant in Who's on First, as it provides a profound insight regarding communication in general and this ancient statement specifically. What makes Who's on First delightfully funny is that the confusion over the players' names is understandable to the audience. Even though we know what's going on, the supposed confusion borders on incredulity. The audience reacts with laughter because we are privy to the joke. The problem that the sketch playfully engages is the exaggeration of a common situation where asking the wrong questions, especially having failed to understand the full context of something, leads to great misunderstanding. While the historical misunderstanding that has arisen over the Shema is no joke, it's interesting that it's due to confusing who with what. You may not be aware that in Jewish history, the opening line of the Shema, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, became a statement of defiance. The reference to one became a retort to Christian Trinitarianism, which the Jewish world took to be a pagan concept to be resisted at all costs. I'm aware of attempts to find the concept of complex unity in the Hebrew word for one here, which is echad. And those arguments are worth considering to show that God never intended to instill in Israel Unitarianism or absolute monotheism. However, here's where the traditional controversy gets into some who, what, I don't know, a la Abbott and Costello. It's because the theological argument isn't actually based on this scriptural statement. The Shema isn't about what God is, but rather who God is. Moses wasn't providing the people of Israel a defense against Christianity. Instead, he was calling the people to strict, exclusive allegiance to their God. The word echad in this context is about his being the only God. A better translation would be, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is the Lord alone. Tragically, in my opinion, historic Christianity has been more obsessed with what God is than who he is, despite the Bibles being far more interested in who than what. But when the what became the question, the who became confused. Instead of a call to truth, the Shema became a misguided battle cry in a religious battle. And that's not funny. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on X at Torah Bites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitraot.